Hello, Polytopians! Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today we are going to have a little chat about how to use cloaks. What with the latest changes to the Diplomacy Beta. So, without any further ado, let's jump on in. First off, we are looking at some general stats on cloaks so you can better understand how they look in the current meta. So, they cost 8 stars, that's right, they're fairly expensive. They only have 5 health points, they're easy to kill. No attack, 0 attack. Only half a defense point, that's 0.5 defense, folks. So, really, again, very easy to kill these units. Although they do have 2 movement, so they're rather speedy, same movement as a rider, great with roads. They do have dash, so they can use their abilities after reaching their target. However, again, they don't have any attacks, they don't do damage. They also have the sneak ability, much like hexapods, so they can move past enemy units without needing to stop. Beyond that, they have the hide ability, which, again, is pretty nifty. It allows them to become invisible to enemy players once they move, and they remain hidden until they're discovered once they become hidden once. So, say they move and then they stand on a mountain for a turn while they don't become visible during the turn that they stay still, unless they are discovered by an enemy player. And the last ability that they have is called Infiltrate, and this special ability uses the cloak up. So once you use it, you don't have a cloak anymore. However, you do create a number of subunits called daggers around the city you infiltrate. So the enemy city you infiltrate. The number created varies depending on how developed the infiltrated city is. So a small city will create very few daggers, whereas a cloak being used on, say, a 8 or 9 star per turn city, a very developed city is going to create a much larger amount of daggers. That's going to be a bit more intimidating for a player that can afford to, say, throw out a swordsman in that city easily. So, the daggers themselves have some pretty decent stats. Obviously, they're created when a cloak uses infiltrate on a city. They have 10 health points, 2 attack, 2 defense, 1 movement, the dash ability, the independent ability, so they don't take up population from a city once they're created, which is good. Say you have a small city that made a cloak, it only has like 2 population, you aren't limited and it doesn't max you out immediately. And last but not least, they have the surprise ability, which means that enemies aren't going to retaliate when attacked. Doesn't matter if you're shooting them from a distance or if you run up and smack them in the face, at no point is a dagger going to get retaliated at when they are attacking. So, I mean, overall, what are our uses for cloaks? I think there's kind of 2 big breakdowns, obviously. You can use them offensively, or you can actually use them defensively, and we'll look at that in a second. But let's start with the offensive purposes. So, I mean, obviously, cloaks are best used for surprise invasions. When there aren't any forces in range to defend, or very few of them, you show up out of nowhere, and 1 or 2 cloaks creates enough of a rebellion to get you through the one warrior that's stationed for defense. They don't have anything to kill the cloak that gets into it. You get to take the city, nice and simple. You have invisible cloaks, so they don't know that you came, which prevents them from preparing anything in advance. That's the optimal situation. Doesn't always happen, though, you know. In fact, it's rather hard to pull that off. But if you can, it's just chef's kiss moment right there. So the thing is, you're also not going to be using them much for exploration. See, they are expensive, and although they are invisible, they can be detected by enemy mindbenders. Or if any enemy unit, say a boat or a warrior, decides to move onto a tile where they are, well, once they're stumbled onto by that enemy unit, the enemy now knows where that mindbender is and can then attack with the enemy unit that discovered them. Meaning if a warrior stumbles onto them, that warrior then is going to kill them. So you just lose 8 stars and get nothing out of it. They're almost always going to be killed once discovered. The off chance might be, say, a boat finds them and shoots and they have like 1 health left. So, just not the best way to explore enemy territory compared to using them for dagger rebellions. Although, to be fair, if you have a very good star per turn income and say you're on dry land, so you don't have any way of getting a unit with scout in range to go and run through enemy territory showing you what they're up to, that's a potential way to use them to get some intelligence. So, beyond that, they're also a very useful way to crack a city that you otherwise find very hard to take over. So, say you've got yourself a pain point, a city stuck in a choke point that's got plenty of range support, just preventing you from getting into the city and actually taking it. Even when you get in, the unit that gets in gets killed every turn. Well, if you want to change it up, you can hit it with a cloak, and that'll create a number of daggers around the city. They're going to target the available areas of cover, which could put them rather close to those troublesome support units. So you want to get close to the archers, the catapults, you use a cloak, and boom. Your dagger spawns very close nearby, and as long as you can siege into the city, well, they're going to find it very difficult to both retake the city and deal with the horde of units that's about to hit their support units. And you can also use this to get close to, say, naval forces you can't otherwise reach. Create an army next to them, and they won't feel quite as safe firing on the city to defend it. So, next to breaking some very difficult sieges, you can also specifically use the dinghies. So when a cloak goes onto the water, you can't upgrade it into a ship or a battleship, but you do get a 5 health point little boat, and that little invisible boat can go and sneak up to the enemy cities and be used in the same way, and it can create daggers on land or a number of boats at sea, which land-based cloaks can also do. It really just depends on what the terrain around the city being infiltrated is. And if you use it in the right places, you can get yourself naval units and a body of water that you otherwise wouldn't have had access to, or at least would have taken a very long time to get there. If you need to create a navy very quickly, one that can contest an enemy's navy and provide some range support of its own, well, using cloaks to help create them for you in a body of water on, say, coastal city or on an island could be a very interesting way of doing this. Of course, you'd have to get the cloak in the water first to do it on an island, but say if you need to get into this body of water and you use the cloak there and you see that the tiles nearby them are otherwise occupied, you increase the chances of those units spawning in the water and, again, get to create your own little navy. Mind you, they'll be able to be shot for a turn until they get to do anything, but still, you get to create that naval force, which is pretty useful, especially if you didn't really have an effective way to do this otherwise. So beyond that, what you can do, and I'd recommend this as well, I've done this a couple of times, I find it pays off, is as long as you think you can get away with it, station some cloaks within striking range of some cities while holding off for a turn or two, while you get some more cloaks in range of some other cities. The more cities you can line up with a cloak or two, the better. You'll see great success with coordinated strikes. You say hit a front line of 3 cities with 2 cloaks per city, that's going to create absolute chaos, havoc that the defending player might just find themselves totally unable to cope with, or at the very least, it will absolutely, say, trip up what looks like an intimidating offense that's coming from them towards you. All of a sudden, those units are forced to engage in defensive measures instead, and, I mean, it can absolutely change the disposition of a war that may otherwise not be going well. So do absolutely, you know, feel free to use those units to, change things up, but you'll see much greater success at taking over individual cities if you hit a number of them all at once. It increases the odds of any specific city going up because they can't focus their efforts on a single city to defend. Speaking of the defense, I can think of 3 ways you could use cloaks in a defensive position. So, what we could do is you could keep, say, a cloak or two loitering nearby a city you know you're about to lose. So this is best done with cloaks that you had rushing to the front line before an attack began. Unfortunately, they didn't get the chance to do their job. And instead of rushing them towards a nasty front line, you can just position them so that the moment the enemy takes the city, you can promptly hit them with a cloak or two, allowing you to surround and besiege the city that you just lost. Ideally, you'll retake it, hopefully, but at the very least, it'll give you an effective defensive force that you otherwise wouldn't have when it's desperately needed. So that's certainly a solid option. Again, though, it's expensive to pull that off. Beyond that, if you have a sufficient star per turn income, you can also use repeated cloak strikes on enemy border cities to distract their forces, weakening the pressure on you when it comes to them attacking you directly. You know, you might not be able to retaliate and take their cities, but you will give yourself some breathing room by shifting where their attention is focused. Personally, I like to call this cloak bombing. It's pretty nifty. You can use it to really demoralize someone who otherwise feels like they are in a winning position, especially if you can repeatedly use it on multiple cities and take away their ability to predict where you're going to hit them next. You want to keep them on their toes, always guessing. The last kind of defensive use I can think of is if you use a cloak on a city that's had its defenses weakened before you take it. What you get out of that is a defensive force around the city that you're soon to own. So technically it's on the offense. You've used your other units to take over the city. Say some two ships have weakened a defender sufficiently for a swordsman to cut through. But before you hit with the swordsman, you use a cloak or two to create a horde of daggers around that city, and then your sword goes in and takes it over. Well, now you have a bunch of daggers creating a little meat wall around it, making it much more difficult for an opponent to prevent you from taking the city, giving you some units ready to take it back if they do manage to prevent you from taking it, and in general, giving you some more meat for the grinder once you go on the offensive a little bit further. Overall, definitely a lot of value in that play. And I want to say that's kind of the case in general with cloaks. They offer a lot of value to the game, and especially with the change up to the meta, I think they shift things towards a more strategic focus, which I think is more fun than the Zerg Rush sort of grind that you get with the mass chopping leading into Rider or Knight spam, or really just that sort of unfun sort of meta that we did see taking hold prior. So thanks as always for tuning in, Polytopians. It was good to have you here as always, and well, until next time, see ya.